these two stories, the feeding of the 5,000 and Jesus walking on the water, are stories that the Gospel of John shares with the synoptics. But as always, John develops these stories in highly distinctive ways. This story of the feeding of the 5,000 is an introduction to a long speech of Jesus interpreting the significance of the bread. And that theme will provide the overall story for the next 5 weeks of the lectionary. The story is introduced by Jesus responding to the large crowd that was following him and going up on the mountain. This is the first of many motifs in this story in which Jesus acts like Moses. It is part of this motif that this feeding happens, according to John, near Passover, the time of Israel's deliverance from Egypt. The distinctive elements of this Johannine version of the feeding of the 5,000 are present in this introduction, as well as in the specifics of the story. So Jesus asks Philip at the very beginning, how are we going to provide bread for all these people? And Philip is utterly flabbergasted. He has no idea how to respond to this situation. And as he says, 6 months' wages. Couldn't buy enough bread for each of these to have even a little. So Philip is responding to the reality of the situation. So also Simon Peter's brother, when he identifies the young man who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, it's a joke in relation to, what are these little bits of food going to do in relation to all these people? So one of the things that John does is to focus the humor of this story in relation to the contrast between the number of people and the amount of food that's available and the impossibility of feeding all these people with the little bit that they have. John also identifies that Jesus said this to Philip in order to test him because he knew what he was going to do. And this is a motif that runs through the whole of this chapter, is Jesus' foreknowledge of what is going to take place. Well, in this case, I think the spirit in which he wants to tell the first part of this story is, on the one hand, the spirit of Passover, his going up on the mountain, a place of power and authority, and on the other hand, the humor of the question and responses between Jesus and Philip and Andrew. I remember a person telling this story. It was Clay Woodbury, who told this story at the first festival gathering of the network of biblical storytellers. Clay told this in a way that was absolutely delightful because he entered into the spirit of Philip's puzzle and also Andrew in relation to, how are we going to feed all these people? I would highly recommend that spirit as the way to introduce this story. The feeding of the 5,000 has many connections with the gift of the manna in the story of the Exodus and of the people of Israel wandering in the wilderness. And people recognized that sign and said, this is the prophet who is coming into the world. Part of what is important about identifying this is that there was the expectation that there would be a prophet like Moses who would come. That was an expectation. And it was a distinctive form of the expectation of the Messiah. This was not the expectation of the Davidic Messiah who would deliver the people from bondage, but rather of the Mosaic Messiah who would do the signs that Moses did. So Jesus here is doing the sign of Moses feeding the people in the wilderness with bread from heaven. And it is a sign that he is the one, the prophet who is coming, because of all these connections with Moses. The spirit of this story then is a spirit of laughter, of joy, and wonder. Now, the walking on the water is a further development of these Exodus motifs. So in the story of the Exodus, the people walk through the water, through the sea, in order to escape from Egypt. In this story, the disciples are caught in a storm out on the sea, and Jesus comes to them walking on the water. And the word that he says is literally, I am. The same words that God says to Moses at the burning bush. I am the divine name. So Jesus here acts like God. He walks on the water, just as the Spirit of God moved over the face of the waters at the beginning of creation, and demonstrates his power and authority over the powers of chaos. He then acts as God. In these two stories, then, Jesus is both the prophet like Moses and the one who is, in a very real way, the presence of God. This story can be told both with a sense of awe and wonder, but also of delight as the disciples experience who Jesus is.